Welcome to Own Your Story, a podcast series by CF Communications about communication trends, best practice, and advice for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and larger organizations. If you want to know more about public relations, podcasting, content marketing, social media marketing, and digital marketing, this is the podcast for you.
Okay, so welcome back to episode 3 of Own Your Story. Today we're going to talk about PR, everything PR related. We just want to understand some of the benefits. I think a lot of the time when you run your business, it becomes a full-time job, and some of the aspects of your business are just too tough to handle, and you end up just leaving it, you push it to the side, and you don't even get to it. But it's very important, and this is the thing, and this is why we're talking about it today. We want to know why these things are important. Why do you need PR? So, Kathleen, welcome to the conversation. We're going to talk about just public recognition, and we're going to talk about PR and the benefits of it. So what are some of the benefits? Let's start off with the first point.
Okay. So, Tim, let me first tell you, a good public relations agency can help a business to create a unique brand identity for itself. And that helps you to tell a story about your brand in the most unique way to your audience. Like you said, public recognition and trust are huge aspects of business success. And by virtue of the stories they publish, the publicity in the media can develop awareness, extend credibility, generate trust, and motivate the audience's responses towards your company and its products and services. And successful businesses often have solid working relationships with several news publications, including bloggers, journalists, editors, and producers. And this is where a PR agency comes in, because a PR agency needs to maintain those relationships so you can get back to doing what you do best, and that's your job.
Oh, I see. So basically you're taking off those stressful those things that create like headaches and problems in your business.
Yes, that you keep pushing to the bottom of your to-do list. The article you need to write. You need to record.
So how do PR agencies create and maintain this brand awareness? How does it happen?
Okay. We all know word of mouth is powerful, but the honest truth is it's not enough to build a solid brand. So whether you're a startup or an established company, whether you're seeking general awareness or initiating a rebrand, the PR agency will be the go-to expert in strategizing the best action plan for the campaign. They'll work with you and your team and determine the messaging, develop the content and other pieces of the project, which could include your social, your design, video, and media relations. Everything to push those messages out on all the channels to reach your audiences and where your audience sits. And with audience, that means your potential clients or your competitors or your industry stakeholders, people who need to know your story, who you are, the people you work with.
So is this where kind of like your identity and who you are starts coming out with all of these different tools that you just mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then that's obviously how you control the narrative. I've heard many times people say that PR agencies understand the media. Now, that's a very interesting point, but how do they understand the media? Where does this come from?
Look, we have a very intimate and a very broad understanding of the media. And this doesn't just mean that we have a strong network of journalists, although that's true. We've got media contacts. We've got journalists and editors and producers and radio hosts and TV hosts. We've got them on our phones, on our computer, in our contact list. We do have that. But media understanding requires a certain type of instinct. And this is the best part of my job, I'll be honest. A business must not underestimate the importance of having a strategic partner that offers an independent evaluation of newsworthy events, because not all news is newsworthy. A public relations agency can take whatever you've got, the content, so you've got something to say, you've got some research, you wrote a white paper, whatever it is, and you want to get this out there. We can look at this piece of content and tell you honestly, is this going to make an impact or not? And that is a very big part of the instinct that I'm talking about, because an outside viewpoint can be valuable in discerning business strengths that distinguish your business from someone else's. And that we will understand the media outlets, the different types of media outlets and what they are looking for. In what tone do we write? What type of news do they want? How formal must the writing be? The communication, the preferred communication methods. And we can tailor your story to what this publication, this journalist, this producer is looking for.
So PR agencies, all right, so this is a very interesting topic, the next point. Like PR agencies are well known to manage crisis situations. How do they do this? And how does this benefit it like a business?
So Tim, crisis can hit any business and wreak havoc in the company's credibility. And this is oftentimes something that's not within your control. You have an incident in one of your shops or in one of your offices. You have someone leave a bad review on your social media pages, complain about the service they receive. And PR companies are trained to react immediately and proactively to mitigate the damages. You as the business owner should not even have to worry about something that happened. Just pick up the phone. We'll probably know about it before you do. And then we're already busy putting the action plan into place. So when you start up with a PR agency, crisis communication is often included from the get-go so that you have a plan. Step one, step two, step three. What do you do? Who should be notified in the company and in the agency? Who's allowed to speak to the media? Because we, at the start of your, signing you up, we already have your core messaging and the importance of the company and your values and all of that. We already know what the messaging is that we would like to put out and the things that we can do to mitigate whatever the damage was. We would reach out if it was a client or a customer that was affected and we would deal with them. We would deal with on the legal side of things. So partnering with a PR agency, you know, from crisis management through to improving your reputation and growing your brand, it's beneficial from start to end.
Okay, so all right, that sounds great. That's amazing. But now we as a small business or even a large business, and because of the current business climate, there's this whole mentality of cost cutting. And now of telling us to bring in an additional service that's potentially quite expensive. We obviously depending on what what package you go on, but it's an additional cost. How do we justify this, number one? And does PR actually generate more revenue? What is the benefits like in terms of return on investment?
So Tim, public relations are a key piece of the marketing pie, and it's very important for driving traffic. Driving traffic to the website can lead to new business prospects, and that generates revenue for the company. So again, it's important to note that PR takes a bit longer for conversion. PR is more related with crisis management, brand awareness, brand reputation management, but it's core to your marketing and communications activities. So this would include your social activity, conversion rates, website traffic, etc. And there's many PR metrics that can provide beyond the typical media impressions report to show progress. And your PR partner will not only create the report, but also implement changes based on the results to continue moving the campaign towards its end goals. I don't like this question or this answer. It's cock.
No, that's good. It's good. Okay, so in terms of your team, how does a PR agency sort of integrate and what are the benefits of that?
Look, I can tell you that if appointing someone in-house, yes, they become a specialist in your company, but can they do everything? You know, everyone these days, they're looking for a unicorn. The person must be able to do video, graphic design, writing, media relations, SEO, website management. It's not possible. And if it's possible, you're going to pay through your ears. Where if you have a PR agency, your agency has a team of people. So you would have an account manager that specifically deals with you and does the reporting and channels all the work down to their team members. But then you'll have a graphic designer to do the graphics. You'll have a writer who writes the articles. You'll have your videographer or your podcast producer who does the podcasting. So we add to your team and we become part of your team in-house, but not at the expense of appointing 4 additional people on your payroll.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is the PR agency brings a diversity of different...
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
So you're not just gonna, you know, get one kind of product. You're getting a very unique experience almost.
Yes, and companies can decide what they need. So you've got the Rolls Royce of packages that you can offer, and then you've got the entry level that you can offer, and you can tailor that according to the client's budget, to what they need, and you know, grow that as the company grows.
And sorry, there's just an interesting point here from the previous episode. You mentioned that there's a difference between PR and advertising, was it? Yes.
Yes.
In terms of that, keeping that in mind, obviously as a agency, you did mention that you do that traditional advertising techniques are still applied to, well, can still be applied to current, you know, to PR techniques and campaigns. So I think we kind of have to look at you or look at CF Communications or any PR agency as one complete unit that offers pretty much like, you know, every kind of service that could be potentially required.
Yes. But it also, again, it depends on the agency, because some agencies might specialize only in the media relations portion, which is when you deal with the media and they do media training and they'll write the articles and they'll send out your articles, but they might not be specialists in podcasting or in digital marketing or SEO or any of those other functions. And then that means that your company would have to engage with a PR agency and with a digital marketing agency. And the difference with PR, with CF Communications, is that we offer all of it. We offer public relations, social media, general communication services, the copywriting, podcasting, graphic design, video, you know, everything that is used for communication and for marketing. That's what we offer. Focused more towards the digital, because as we know with the digital transformation, that is what's going on, and that's what you need to do. Yeah. And yes, although some of my clients still find value in traditional marketing material, your business cards, your brochures, your, one of my clients is a real estate agent. So your, flyers that you send out or your signs that you put up. So they do find value in that. And then also with traditional media, it does include print. So we do send out communication to magazines and newspapers. So it's definitely a combination of digital and traditional, but you know, I'm proud of my company for being able to offer a host of solutions that you don't have to go and appoint 2 or 3 different agencies to work with. And that also saves you cost in the end.
Okay. And then just in conclusion, just maybe summarize the benefits of a PR agency.
Look, PR is very important to me as an individual. It's absolutely my passion. I remember when I was young, I thought I wanted to be a journalist and a writer, and I was only introduced to PR well into my 20s. And I firmly believe that PR is one of the most effective ways to build on marketing strategies and create a solid online reputation, because it's about sending the right message to the right place and the right people. And that just creates a stronger brand reputation. We work alongside the clients, help them achieve, you know, the reputation, promote them within their clients' industries. It's absolutely, PR is an area that can transform the future and profitability of a business. And if it's used properly, PR can give a company the ability to overcome almost any obstacle it may face. And that is what makes PR so essential to a business.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Kathleen. That brings an end to episode 3 of Own Your Story. We look forward to having more of these conversations. If this is a conversation or this is something that interests you, don't forget to subscribe. You can find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, on YouTube. And then also, if you want further information, we'll put a link in the description, but also you can go to www.cfcommunications.co.za.
Thanks for listening to Own Your Story. To find out more about CF Communications, please visit www.cfcommunications.co.za. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel.